Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Monday. I hope you are well and had a beautiful weekend, and I pray that your day is off to a great start. This morning I will be reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 13, 19, 20, and 22. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your petition was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you must call him John. God is favorable." And the angel replied to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the very presence of God, and I have been sent. Behold, you will be, and will continue to be silent and not able to speak till the day when the things take place, because you have not believed what I have told you. But my words are of kind, which will be fulfilled in the appointed and proper time." But when he did come out, he was unable to speak to them, and they clearly perceived that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. And he kept making signs to them. Still, he remained dumb. Luke chapter 1, verse 13. 19, 20, and 22. In this scripture, I pulled out the pieces to go along with the message for today, which is mandatory house arrest. We hear about house arrest and how you are put inside time until the judge says that you are free to come outside and live your life as normal again. But this morning, we're speaking to the season of being on house arrest. Gabriel told Zechariah, because of your unbelief, I will put you to silence. Sometimes our season of house arrest does not have to come. Our season of silence doesn't have to come because we don't believe. It's because of others around us who don't believe. They see something in us. They know our multitude of our gifts, the greatness inside of us. But yet, there's still something, whether it's the lack of faith, spirit of jealousy, spirit of intimidation, whatever it may be, when you speak a blessing to them that you know that God has brought for you, you may have cried and travailed for it, stood in line a long time for it, and when you finally get a piece of it and you share it, someone comes along and either they give you something that makes you feel unworthy of it, or they may go to others and talk about it or share with others who you don't feel or deem to be on the level to share those types of gifts yet, because it hasn't fully manifested. You were so excited. You told that one person, and in their excitement, they went and told someone else, and it crippled the blessing. It didn't take away, because there's no weapon that formed against you shall prosper, and what God has for you is for you. Putting a delay in it, because it makes you have to go back and minister over it again and pray over it again and, you know, just talk to God some more about it because of the spirit that someone else has put on it. You got to put yourself on house arrest. Just because everybody also may not be happy for you. You know, they'll see the blessing and they'll be like, okay, how'd she get that? Knowing, you know, sometimes you get things, the thing that you don't know what I had to go through to get to this. Some people know exactly what you've been through to get to it, but still can't understand why you still can't see the bigger picture of God being the blessing. And, you know, I'll say all the time, don't get mad at me, get mad at God. But it can be exhausting when you see people who you know they know what you've been through. You know they watch you and witness you walk in God. They watch you walk and prayer and belief, and still when it starts to manifest, they don't understand it. They don't get it. So instead of having to go through those situations, put yourself on mute. Walk in the seasons of being quiet and just letting God manifest himself fully. And when he does, you don't even have to explain the blessing. They'll see it, and they'll know it's God. And when they ask you, how did it happen, or when did this happen, or where it comes from, remember who to give the glory to. It's for God, and share your story of obedience. Share your story of faith, because you deserve some credit too, because obedience is not an easy thing. You know, we got to take something. When we're obedient, we got to share that. We can't just always say glory to God and that's it. Just say glory to God. It was hard. It was a struggle. I stood the test. I gave away this to get this. Like, you got to share that part, because that also gives God his due. We have to give him his full credit of who he is in our lives. So, Father God, I come to you this morning, and I pray that you would speak to those, Lord God, who are so excited about what you're doing in their lives, but just need to be on mute for a little while, that need to go on mouth arrest for a little while until you finish the work that you're doing in their lives, until you finish the blessing completely, until you birth the full package, Lord God. Give them the strength to be silent. I know sometimes I can say this for myself. We get so excited and so grateful for what you're doing in our lives, and we want to share it with others. But we got to remember that everybody who we want to share it with, they can't keep it to themselves. And so it will become a spill of this blessing that you're not ready to be spilled, Lord God. So give us the strength, Lord God, this season to be silent when we need to be silent, to be share when we need to share, praise when we need to praise, and just give, Lord God, to you, Lord God, whether it's our full selves of just walking, doing, and letting you work behind the scenes. And let the due time, in the due season, letting it fully manifest, letting whatever you have in us to work fully. You know, one part of the peace, Lord God, show us that one piece may not be ready to be shared because you're adding something onto it. And you don't want to put a delay on our birth. You don't want to go past our term. We don't want to go past our term, Lord God. So show us what we need to do. Quiet us when we need to be quiet, so that we can walk fully into the manifestation of the birth that you have for us, to come fully into what you're doing for us right now, piece by piece, Lord God. Touch us, Lord God, in a mighty way to walk in silence and still be obedient to your word and to our assignment that you have over our lives, Lord God, and to be a blessing at the same time while we're waiting to others, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you glory. We give you honor and thanksgiving. Amen. Have a beautiful day, love. Sit back and think about what God is talking to you about with this message. Everything ain't for everybody. Or in our lives that we love so dearly, but because of they're so happy for us, they go out and share things that we may not be ready for them to share. So it may be time in a season where you have to just be quiet and write it down and you know, put it in your voice notes if it has to come out of your body. But everything is not appropriate time. It's not the appropriate time to share it right now. And just be still and listen. Put yourself on mouth arrest. I'm telling you, because he's trying to do something, and he needs you to just be quiet for a little while he finishes the full plan so that you can birth that thing and give him full glory. Excited about it. God is doing a new thing. Walk in it, embrace in it. Be great, be blessed, and be loved. I love you.